Proclamation number 2419 of 22nd July 1942. Childhood in God. The probationary period on earth is of utmost importance for the human being or his soul insofar as that it finally leaves earth at the end of it, irrespective of how far the soul has developed upwards, but the soul's degree of maturity is now decisive for its new environment and activity in the beyond. The work on earth is finally over, even if it was unsuccessful for the soul. In a way, a time of grace has ended, whether it was utilized correctly or incorrectly. But both have serious consequences in the afterlife. The time on earth is only short and yet decisive for eternity, for although the soul can still continue to develop in the beyond, it can no longer achieve a development that a properly utilized earthly life could bring it. It cannot attain childship to God, for this requires a way of life lived on earth which completely corresponds to God's will. It requires a degree of maturity at the time of the human being's death which already allows him to enter spheres of light. A human being must already shape himself into a being of light on earth, which is also entirely within his power if he musters the will to do so. Thus he must fully utilize the grace of embodiment as a human being. He must consciously strive towards God and already seek union with him on earth through prayer and loving activity. It is nothing impossible what God demands of people for the allocation of his grace. The granting of his help also corresponds to his demand. Only the will of man is required, and this usually fails. Consequently, the beings in the beyond cannot be granted the highest because they did not strive for it on earth. Becoming a child of God is the most blissful state, which makes the being in the beyond infinitely happy, because it earns the being the inheritance of the Father. It can create and mold a being with God through his power. If the soul has lived a life of love on earth, then the separation from God has finally been overcome. It is close to God. It has found its way back to its origin. It has become one with him. And earthly life was given to the soul for this purpose. However, God does not abandon the spiritual substance which has not utilized its time on earth in accordance with his will and also gives it constant opportunities to ascend in the beyond. And thus even these souls can still reach a bright and happy state which, however, is different from that of a child of God. For a child of God also becomes a giver of strength, as it were, because it receives God's direct emanation within itself, because it is in closest contact with God, and it can now constantly distribute this strength since it is permeated by God's strength itself. To be a child of God means to be completely merged with him, consequently also to be able to dispose of his power and strength. Mankind does not realize what this means and therefore does not grasp the significance of life on earth, which can bring something unimaginably blissful to the soul, and yet is mostly lived regardless of it. The higher development which is still possible in the beyond is an act of God's greatest mercy, who has given earthly life to the being for its final purification and higher development, but who, in his greater than great love, still enables beings whose will failed on earth to ascend in the beyond in order to give them happiness and light, yet still depending on the being's will. However, these beings cannot attain the bliss of a child of God unless they travel the path on earth once more if they are granted this grace by God, which is linked to a task on earth. Then the soul will have to struggle once again, although it will be protected from a complete relapse by the beams of light, because it must have reached a certain degree of maturity in the beyond before it will be granted this great grace through God's great love. The fulfillment of its task, which applies to the salvation of fellow human beings, can now earn it that degree of maturity on earth which makes it a child of God. Yet it is always left up to the soul's will as to how it utilizes the renewed granting of the grace of embodiment on earth. Amen.